请我们看几处的圣经。
Please turn with me to the Bible.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书第六章第十七节。
Romans 6:17.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered from you.
这里模范两个字在原文里头还是 tupos， 就是那个形状样式。
The word form, once again, is in the original text, means also pattern.
我们再看提摩太。提摩太后书第一章第十三节。
And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13.
提摩太后书第一章第十三节。
2 Timothy 1:13.
你从我听的那纯正话语的模范，规模。要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which in Christ Jesus.
这里的规模还是那个 form， 还是这个 pattern。
Once again, the word form, in form to sound, is the same word we've discussed called pattern.
我们再看哥罗西第二章。
Please turn with me to Colossians chapter 2.
第六节和第七节。
Colossians 2.
哥罗西第二章第六节第七节。
First chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
As ye have also have there received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
最后还是我们要看希伯来书第八章第五节。
Please once again now turn me to Hebrews 8 verse 5.
他们供奉的是本是天上式的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，梦神警戒他说：“你要谨慎，从各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。”
Hebrews 8 verse 5, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle.For, see, saith thee, that makest all these things according to the pattern showed to thee on the mount.
神对摩西说，
God spoke to Moses,
你要谨慎，在造帐幕和各样的物件上都要照着山上的样式。
Says, be thou careful when they make the tabernacle and all things that based it on the pattern shown to thee on the mount. Because God wanted to live inside this tabernacle. Although the tabernacle was not the reality, but this represents the dwelling place that the Lord desired.
所以当摩西造会幕的时候，他必须要谨慎。
So when Moses built the tabernacle, he had to be very careful.
他在一切的物件上面都要照着山上那个样式。
And all the plans and things he used had to be based on the pattern on the mount.
我们知道神在他的话语的里面。
And we know in the words of God,
也给了我们那山上的样式。
He has also given to us the pattern on the mount.
关乎属神的事情。
On spiritual things,
神并没有让我们随着我们的意思来行事。
The Lord does not want us to do things according to our own will.
在属灵的事情上，与神有关系的事情上。
and spiritual things and things that have relationship with God.
神在他的话语里面都给了我们那山上的样式。
And through his words, he has given to us that pattern on the mount.
但是我们都知道这神的话语也还不过是一个形样式而已。
But we know that the words of God are only example only.
虽然其中的教训和榜样是我们不能更改的。
Although the teachings and examples cannot be changed,
我们必须要遵守，要遵行。
And we must follow and obey these.
但是就是我们把这些的教训和榜样做遵守和造行了。
But if we follow the examples and teachings and could go along with them,
如果我们里面还没有那个属灵的实际,
but if we don't have the true spiritual reality inside of us,
我们知道这一切的东西还是虚空的虚空,
then all these things are emptiness of emptiness.
所以我们必须要看见在那些形式的后面,
so we must see after you do all these things,
在这些形式的后面有那个本物的真相在那里,
and after all the action that is done, we see the reality is there.
而那个真相乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that real image, reality is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
那个真相乃是有人格的。
And that real image has a personality.
乃是属天的，乃是属灵的。
And also is spiritual and of heaven.
所以我们一面要追求认识山上的样式。
So in one way we must seek after the pattern on the mount.
另外一面我们必须要摸着在样式背后的那一个真相。
We must touch beyond that pattern the reality of that image.
这个是我们昨天晚上在这里稍微交通的。
And this is what we fellowship upon last night.
今天早晨我们要来交通到这个基督徒的生活怎样照着山上的样式。
And today we'd like to meditate on a Christian life. How do we base it on the pattern of the mount?
我们知道我们基督徒的生活在圣经的里面有规定。
We know that there are certain requirements given to us about the Christian life in the Bible.
在那里有山上的样式给我们看见。
And we can see that pattern on the mount.
所以我们在我们生活的上面要照着那山上的样式。
So in our Christian lives, we base it on this pattern on the mount.
当神把摩西呼召到山上去之后，
When God called Moses to the mountain,
神就在那里把帐幕和里头一切的器具都向他启示出来。
The Lord revealed to Moses the tabernacle and the instruments therein.
今天早晨我们要来看帐幕里面所有的器具。
And so today we are looked into the furniture that's found in the tabernacle.
因为这些的器具就是给我们看见这个基督徒的生活山上的样式。
Because through the furniture, we can see, as a Christian, how do we follow after the pattern on the mount?
当我们走进那个外院的时候，
And when we walk out to the outer court,
我们看见放在那个大门口有一个很大的一个器具在那里。
And we see a big furniture sitting in front of us.
那个器具我们称它为铜的祭坛。
We know that this is the altar. This is the brazen altar.
这个铜的祭坛放在那个大门口。
And this brazen altar is placed in the opening.
如果你从门口进来的话，
And when you open, walk out from the big door,
你没有办法躲避这一个铜的祭坛。
And you cannot escape from seeing this brazen altar.
我们知道这个铜的祭坛在圣经里面就是代表基督的十字架。
And we know that this brazen altar represents Jesus Christ's cross.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们也有一个祭坛。
Because we are told in the Bible that we also have an altar.
比方说希伯来书第十三章。
Like in Hebrews 13, we are told.
希伯来十三章说，我们现在也有一个祭坛。
We are told in Hebrews 13 that we have an altar.
这个祭坛就是我们主耶稣所钉的那个十字架。
And this altar is the cross where our Christ Jesus was crucified.
保罗他说，我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul said that I know amongst you nothing else but Christ Jesus and being crucified on the cross. We are made righteous because of the blood that was shed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And how, as we as human beings gather before God, and to come before God, we must first see the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And without the cross, you cannot come before the presence of God. There is the doctrine of the cross in the Bible. And in 1 Corinthians, we are told about the word of the cross. There is the words of the cross given to us. And for those who do not believe, they think the word of the cross is something foolish. But we know that we who believe that this is Almighty ability and His wisdom. A lot of people are not clear about the word of the cross. And they don't believe on the cross. And without believing that cross, then there is no way that he can come before God. Although some people may understand the word of the cross, but these words have been changed. Some people said that he was crucified on the cross just as an example. So we're to learn this example of loving others. And this is to say that they have changed that pattern given to us on the mount. And if you change this pattern on the mount, then therefore there is no ability found there. And we know that the word of the cross, and the cross allows us to see. Because of the blood shed on the cross by Christ Jesus, that all our sins before God have been cleansed. And because of His precious blood, our conscience has peace. And because of His precious blood, that enemy's mouth has to be closed. And we know that His blood is very precious indeed. And we can be called righteous because of this precious blood. And we can have peace inside of us because of this precious blood. And we can overcome, be victorious over the enemy because of this precious blood. And not only does this precious blood cleanse us of our sins, not only has He taken our place on the cross, not only did He take our place, but also He was crucified there. Not only was He substituting there for us, but also He identified Himself. And when He was crucified on the cross, He has brought you and I as sinners to be crucified on the cross with Him. And this is the word of the cross. And this is the pattern on the mount. In Romans 6, we are told, we know that our old man has been crucified on the cross, so that once again we didn't become the servants of sin. So we praise our Lord. And because of the cross, our sins have been cleansed.
我们这个旧人与基督同钉了十字架。
And our old man has been crucified on the cross with Christ.
叫我们脱离了罪的能力。
So that we escape away from the power of sin.
我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
And no longer are we the servants of sin.
但是许多的时候，我们对十字架的道理还不够相信和接受。
But sometimes we don't believe on the word of the cross or accept it.
所以有罗马第七章那一种的经历。
So the experience of Romans 7 is told to us.
本来我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
In the past, that old person had been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
And so it is not I that I live.
是基督在我里面活着。
But that Christ that lives inside of me.
但是因为我们对十字架的道理不够相信。
But yet we don't believe enough on the word of the cross.
所以结果我们有罗马第七章的那些的经历。
So we see the experience of Romans 7.
我们还是想靠着我们的肉体来活着。
We still live based on our own flesh.
我们靠着我们的肉体要来讨神的喜悦。
And we want to receive the pleasing of the Lord based on our own flesh.
我们要凭着我们的肉体来做基督徒。
And based on our own flesh, we work as Christians.
所以结果我们看见说，我真是苦啊。
And it says how sad I am.
我要做的我不能做。
What I want to do, I cannot do.
我不能做的，我偏偏去做。
And what I don't want to do, I do it evenly.
因为在我的肉体的里面没有良善。
Because there's no goodness found in my flesh.
弟兄姊妹，等到我们真是看见。
And so when we truly do see,
在我们的肉体里面没有良善的时候，
that when there's no goodness found in our flesh,
我们就能接受十字架的同时，
and we can only accept to be crucified on the cross.
And we co-crucified.
We are co-crucified with him.
我们就能接受这个十字架的同时。
And we can receive the co-crucifixion of the cross.
感谢主，我们在基督里面就得了释放。
We praise the Lord that in Christ Jesus we have received that release.
这个都是十字架的道理。
And this is the word and doctrine of the cross.
这是山上的样式。
And this is the pattern on the mount.
这个是完全不能改变的。
And this is something that we cannot change at all.
因为如果你把主耶稣十字架的宝血一改变的话，
if you change the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
你的罪就不能得着赦免了。
Then your sins cannot be forgiven.
你的良心就不会得着平安了。
You cannot receive peace with your conscience.
告罪的口也不会被封住了。
And that enemy's mouth that's speaking against you will not be closed.
我们必须要照着圣经的话来接受十字架的道理。
And based on the Bible, we must receive the word of the cross.
如果我们把十字架的道理一修改的话，
if we change a little bit of the doctrine of the cross,
好像主耶稣钉十字架，我们没有与他一同钉死。
Just like we were not co-crucified with Christ.
现在我们要自己来钉死自己。
And we must work ourselves.
就是自杀了。
And so this is committing suicide.
但是自杀又杀不下去。
But you cannot commit suicide.
因为我们太爱自己了。
Because we love ourselves too much.
这样这个十字架好像一个榜样放在那里。
So it seems that the cross is an example only.
主耶稣在十字架上死了。
Christ died on the cross.
我也应当死。
Therefore, I should die.
但是我不敢钉十字架。
But I don't want to crucify myself.
实在说来，没有一个人能自己钉十字架。
So no one can crucify himself on the cross.
你用别的方法自杀还有办法。
There are other ways of committing suicide.
但是你要把自己钉十字架，你是钉不来的。
But to self-crucify yourself is something which you cannot do.
所以你看见十字架的同时，不是一个榜样。
So the co-crucifixion is something is not an example.
十字架的同时，那还是一个事实。
But the reality is found on the crucifixion.
主在十字架死的时候，你与他同死了。
And when he died on the cross, you died with him.
当你这样相信的时候，
And when you believe in this,
你的肉体就被十字架出去了。
And your fleshly body is taken away by the cross.
正像保罗说，
Just like Paul has said,
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ on the cross.
现在活着的不再是我。
And it's not I that lives.
为什么不再是我呢？
Why is it not me that lives?
因为我已经在十字架被钉去了。
Because I have been already crucified on the cross.
那么现在活着谁是谁呢？
So who is living right now?
那是基督在我里面活着。
But it is Christ Jesus that lives inside of me.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
And today, although I live in the flesh,
乃是靠着神儿子。
But based on the Lord Jesus Christ, I live.
他是爱我，为我设计。
And he loved me to a point that he gave of himself.
这个同祭坛，
And this brazen altar,
乃是我们进到神面前必经的道路。
And this is a road that we must go through.
基督的十字架。
Christ's cross,
乃是我们亲近神的唯一的方法。
And this is the only way that we become closer to God.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以有十字架的道理。
We can have the word of the cross,
但是我们还不能得着那个属灵的实际。
But we cannot receive the reality of the spiritual things.
在中文里头，我们有两个不同的名词。
And in Chinese, there are two different phrases.
一个是道理，一个是真理。
One is the word, one is the doctrine, and one is the word.
Doctrine and truth.
One is the doctrine, and one is the truth.
我们中文是道理和真理。
There's doctrine and truth found in the Chinese.
什么是道理呢？
So what is doctrine?
道理就是圣经上给我们看见的山上的样式。
It is what the Bible shows to us as a pattern on the mount.
这些的道理都是重要的。
And these doctrines are very important.
如果你把这些道理搞错了，那么你绝对没有办法进到真理里头去。
And if you're confused about the doctrine, you cannot enter into truth.
但是你可以接受圣经里头所有的道理。
But you can accept the doctrines of the Bible.
而在你的身上却没有真理。
But yet, you may not experience these things in your life.
圣经告诉我们说，真理要叫你得着自由。
Because the Bible tells us that the truth sets us free.
但是许多的时候，我们接受了道理，我们还是被捆绑。
But sometimes we receive the doctrine, but yet we are still encompassed by sin.
因为我们还没有摸着那个真理。
Because we have not touched the truth that is there.
真理就是 reality, 就是实际。
Truth is that reality.
真理就是基督自己。
And that truth is Christ Jesus himself.
道理我们可以用头脑来接受。
Doctrine, we can receive it in our minds.
但是真理是需要圣灵来启示。
But truth must be revealed to us by the Spirit.
你知道，像我们昨天所说的。
Like yesterday, we discussed.
圣经的话语是怎样的呢？
How are the words of the Bible?
乃是光啊，透过了一个实际。就给我们射出的那个影儿。
It is at a light that is shown forth, intercepted by reality, and we see that shadow.
所以这个影儿有这个轮廓在那里。
So that there is a figure, there's a form of the shadow.
但是这个还不是那个实际。
But that is not the reality.
所以道理就是从这样来的。
So doctrine is found from this.
道理乃是光啊，透过了真理而出来的那个样式。
Doctrine comes to us light and goes through the truth, and we see that pattern.
但是你光留在道理里面的话，
but if you only remain in the doctrine,
道理是叫人死的。
Unfortunately, doctrine allows people to die.
你必须啊，这个光啊，再照在道理的上面。
And that light must once again shine on that doctrine.
圣灵必须要照在道理的上面。
And that Holy Spirit must enlighten onto that doctrine.
这一个就叫做启示。
And so this is called revelation.
一经过启示，这个道理就变成真理了。
And after revelation, this doctrine becomes the truth.
而真理就叫我们得着自由。
And this truth allows us to be free.
道理是基督的十字架。
The doctrine is of Christ Jesus' cross.
真理是钉十字架的基督。
And the truth is that Christ that is crucified.
许多的时候，人在那里讲十字架的道理。
A lot of times we talk about the doctrine of the cross.
好像头头是道。
They talk about doctrines all the time.
但是呢，这一个东西还是空的。
But this thing is empty.
一直等到他摸着了钉十字架基督的时候。
Until he touches that Christ that is crucified on the cross.
你就看见这一切的道理就变成活泼的了。
And all these doctrines become live inside of you.
你摸着了那个真理了。
Because you have touched that truth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
十字架不过是一个手术。
The cross
is a process.
It's only a process.
那一个目的乃是基督。
And the goal of this is to receive Christ.
很多的人他把十字架的道理当作那个目的了。
Unfortunately, a lot of people put the doctrine of the cross as their purpose.
如果你把十字架的道理当作目的的话，
but you put the
cross doctrine as your purpose,
反而失去了基督。
Unfortunately, you will lose Christ.
这一个在神的面前，那是个极大的亏损。
And this in front of God is a great loss indeed.
And
when we talk about the doctrine of the
cross,
we need the heavenly light to shine upon this
doctrine.
So that these doctrines become spiritual truths. So that what we see is not only that cross, but what we see is that Christ that is crucified on the cross. And if you touch that Christ that is crucified on the cross, and his precious blood cleanses you of all your sins,
and
if you cannot touch that Christ that is crucified, and what you see is yourself crucified on the cross. So all in all is our Lord Christ Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们有没有摸着基督呢?
Have we touched Christ Jesus?
你可以懂得十字架代替的道理。
You can understand the representation, substitution on the cross.
但是如果你没有接受基督的话,
but you have not accepted Christ,
这些的道理不会拯救你。
And these doctrines cannot save you.
我记得我小的时候,
I remember when I was very young,
因为我生长在基督教的家庭里面,
and because I was raised in a Christian home,
十字架替死的道理我从小都知道。
And from my youth, I know about the cross.
但是我没有得救。
But yet, I was not saved.
因为虽然我相信替死,
although I know about substitution,
但是是替别人死。
But he died for others, substituting himself for others.
不是替我死。
Did not die for me.
因为我没有需要。
Because I don't have a need.
我觉得我自己比别人都好。
I thought I was pretty good, better than others.
让主耶稣去救罪人。
So he may save sinners.
所以替死的道理我是懂。
So the substitution doctrine I know.
但是我还是被罪所捆绑。
But yet I was encompassed by my sins.
感谢赞美主有一天。
But I praise the Lord that one day,
当神的启示临到我的时候,
when the revelation of God was found on me,
当我看见这位钉十字架的基督的时候,
when I saw that crucified cross,
我的罪就因着他的宝血得着洁净了。
And my sins were made cleansed, or made clean by his blood.
基督同死的道理也是一样。
And being co-crucified across, that doctrine is the same.
你可以把罗马第六章背得烂熟的。
And you may memorize Romans 6.
六章六节，六章十一节。
You may memorize Romans 6, 6, 11, and on and on.
但是如果你还没有真正看见这位基督的话，
but yet if you have not seen that true Christ,
你怎么算也算不灵的。
And no matter how you calculate it, you're not spiritual.
但是你一看见基督，什么问题都解决了。
But once you see Christ himself, then all questions are resolved.
所以我们一进到神的面前，
so once we gather before God's presence,
头一件东西就是铜的祭坛。
What we first see is that brazen altar.
为什么是铜的祭坛呢？
And why is it a brazen altar?
因为铜在圣经里面是代表审判。
Because brass represents judgment.
乃是神的公义对人的要求。
And so this is called by God's own righteousness.
他的公义对人的要求。
And this is what he asked because of his righteousness.
因着这个缘故。
Oh, this is something required by his righteousness.
因着这个缘故，铜就变成审判。
And therefore, brass becomes the element of judgment.
但是感谢赞美主,
but we praise our Lord.
我们经过了这个铜的祭坛,
when we pass through the brazen altar,
你经过了铜的祭坛, 在外院里面还有一个器具,
when you pass the brazen altar on the outer court, there is another furniture there.
那个就是铜的洗澡盆, brazen laver.
This is called the brazen laver.
铜的洗澡盆放在哪里?
The brazen laver is found there.
为什么把这个东西放在那里呢?
And why is it placed there?
因为这个铜的洗澡盆乃是祭司啊洗手洗脚的地方。
This was a place where the priest can wash their hands and feet.
每一次祭司啊要到铜的祭坛献祭的时候。
And before the priest came to sacrifice on the brazen altar.
或者他要进到圣所里面去点灯的时候。
Or when he went entering the holy place to light the candles.
他都要洗手，都要洗脚的。
He had to wash his hands and feet.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道不知道？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
当主耶稣拯救我们的时候，
When the Lord Jesus Christ saved us,
不但他的宝血洗净了我们的罪，
Not only has his precious blood saved us from our sins,
叫我们能成为神的儿女，
So that we become the sons of God,
并且圣经告诉我们说，
But the Bible also tells us,
他拯救我们的时候，
When he saved us,
他也把我们救成祭司的国度。
We are also saved to become his own priest.
比方说，启示录第一章第五节。
Like in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5.
启示录第一章第五节。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。第六节，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
And to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever.
启示录第五章第八节。
And in Revelation 5, verse 8.Verse 9, excuse me.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归给神。第十节，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执政王权。
Verse 9 and 10, and has made us God's kings and priests, and we reign on the earth.
所以我们看见弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters, we see
当我们这般人蒙救赎的时候，
When we are saved,
一面我们蒙救赎做神的儿女，
In one way, as we're saved, we are his sons.
做儿女就能享受我们的天父他一切的恩典。
And because we are his children, then we can enjoy all the things of our heavenly God.
但是另外一面，
But in another way,
在同时的时候，
in the same time,
不是隔了三年五年，
not 3 or 5 years later,
就在你得救的那个时候，
but that day when you're saved,
你做了神的儿女，
you become a son of God,
你同时也做了神的祭司，
also become a priest of God.
什么叫做祭司呢？
And what is a priest?
祭司就是侍奉神的意思。
A priest is a person who serves the Lord.
所以我们每一个做神儿女的人，
So all that we are the sons of God,
我们一面来享受神各样的恩典，
We must enjoy all the graces of our God.
但是另外一面，我们做祭司来服侍我们的神。
But also we must be priests that we may serve our God.
所以，我们弟兄姊妹，我们都是神的祭司。
So brothers and sisters, we are all his priests.
祭司就是要侍奉。
A priest must serve.
没有一个祭司，是闲在的。
Every priest is working.
我们每一个人都要在那里侍奉谁。
So all of us must serve.
那么在，但是在你侍奉之前，
But before you do serve,
你必须要洗手洗脚。
You must first wash your hands and feet.
你知道当时的时候没有我们这个柏油的马路啊。
In the past, they don't have the paved roads like we have now.
他们都是尘土的马路。
And they only had dirt roads.
他们也不穿皮鞋，像我们今天一样。
And they don't have leather shoes like we have.
他们都是穿那个 sandal 那个拖鞋一样的。
They only had sandals to wear.
所以当他们外面走路的时候，
so they walked outside.
脚上啊就沾了许多的尘土。
So a lot of dirt was found on their sandals.
所以这些的尘土啊需要洗洗干净的。
So they must wash away this dirt.
那么手也是一样。
And the hands are the same.
他这个手啊，东摸西摸，就有许多的灰尘在手上。
And when hands touch things, the hand becomes dirty.
所以一个祭司要侍奉神的时候，
And so the priest before he serves,
他必须要洗手洗脚。
He must wash his hands and feet.
每一次侍奉都得洗手洗脚。
And every time of service, he must first wash his hands and feet.
不是说洗一次就算了。
It's not to say he can only wash once and that's it.
他每一次到祭坛。
Every time before he enters into the altar,
每一次到圣所，
and before he goes to the holy place,
他都要洗手洗脚。
He must wash his hands and feet.
很重要的。
This is very important.
如果他不洗的话，
if he doesn't wash,
神要击杀他的。
The Lord will kill him.
他要侍奉神，
for him to serve,
但是不讨神的好。
But yet the Lord is not pleased.
神要把他击杀的。
The Lord will kill him.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
他不但是公义的神。
Not only is he a righteous God.
需要血来洁净我们。
And he needs blood to be cleansed.
他也是圣洁的神。
He also is a holy God.
需要水来洗净我们。
We must also be cleansed by water.
这样的话，人非圣洁，不能见主。
And except you be holy, you cannot see God.
你如果不圣洁，你不能服侍神。
And without being holy, you cannot serve God.
哎呀，可是今天有许多的人。
But unfortunately, a lot of people.
以为说我只要服侍神就好了。
They feel all I want to do is serve the Lord. That's it.
那么你也不洗手，也不洗脚。
They don't wash their hands and feet.
你就是照做你自己的意思。
And you do things according to your own will.
来侍奉神。
And serve the way you want.
这是一件很严重的错误。
And this is a very serious problem.
血是洗罪。
Blood cleanses sin.
水是洗污。
And water cleans, cleans defilement.
我们知道我们在神面前有罪有污。
We know that there is sin and defilement in our lives.
罪需要宝血来洁净。
Sin must be cleansed by that precious blood.
水不能洗罪。
And water cannot cleanse you from your sins.
有人说他去受浸啊，就是叫他的罪都洗干净了。
Some people said they're baptized and their sins are washed away.
那你就是受浸一不次的话。
Even if you're baptized hundreds of times.
洗了一不次的澡。
And if you're bathed 100 times.
这个罪还在你的里面。
This sin is still inside of you.
罪必须用宝血来洗净。
Sin must be washed by that precious blood.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在这个世界的上面。
But dear brothers and sisters, in this world,
当我们行走在这个世界上,
when we walk in this world,
我们的脚不免沾染这个世界的污秽,
and our feet are defiled by the things of the world.
不一定是犯罪,
not necessarily are there sin, sinful things.
但是这个世界的灰尘呢, 好像把你的脚沾染了。
But it seems that the dirt of the world defiles or dirties your feet.
叫你的灵好像失去了那个敏锐。
And your spirit loses that splendor.
没有那个新鲜。
And is no longer fresh inside.
我们好像沾了灰尘一样。
It seems that we are dirtied.
哎呀，这个世界实在是能污秽人。
And this world can really make you feel dirty.
你早晨起来清清楚地说，哎呀，觉得非常的干净。
When you wake up, you feel very fresh and very clean.
但是你跑到世界里面去了。
But when you run into the world,
你去做事了。
When you do things,
等到晚上回来呀，真是觉得一个人好像浑身都是污秽一样。
And you come back, you feel that your whole body is full of dirt.
你的灵里面好像不活泼。
And spiritually, you are not that lively.
这样你怎么能侍奉神呢？
And how can you serve your Lord?
所以我们必须要洗我们的脚啊。
So we must wash our feet.
我的意思不是真的用水来洗脚啊。
I'm not really saying that you wash your feet with water.
我是说到那个属灵的实际。
But we are talking about the reality of the spirit.
这个水是什么东西呢？
And what is this water?
这个水乃是主耶稣的生命。
And this water is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们在以弗所第五章里面。
Because in Ephesians 5 we are told
说我们的主他爱教会为教会舍己。
That he loved the church and he gave himself.
他用水借着道来洗净我们。
And water through the word he cleansed us.
叫我们能无瑕疵无玷污。
So without blemish we can serve it.
叫我们圣洁没有瑕疵。
So we can be holy and without blemish.
那里的水就是指着主的生命说的。
And that water described there is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为当主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
Because when Christ was on the cross.
他死了。
He died.
但是这个兵丁啊，他要知道他真是死了没有。
But the soldier wanted to confirm his death.
所以用一个枪啊，就刺到他的肋旁。
So he took a sword and wounded him on the side.
刺到他的心房的里面。
And wounded him to the innermost part of him.
从他的心房的里面就流出血和水来。
And from his innards, water and blood came out.
血是洗我们的罪。
So blood washes us from our sin.
水是洗我们的污。
And water washes us of our defilement.
血是赎罪的。
And so blood cleanses us from our sins.
这个水乃是代表主的生命。
And this water represents God's own life.
所以今天我们接受主的人。
And so we who receive God's life,
有主的生命在我们里面,
and we have the Lord's life inside of us,
这个生命在我们里面去作用,
and this life is working inside of us,
就叫我们把所有的污秽都洗干净了,
so that all our defilements may be washed away.
说得更多一点,
and to continue on,
你知道这个铜的洗澡盆,
this brazen laver,
这个铜从哪里来的呢?
And where did this brass come from?
这个铜不是随便拿来的。
This did not come from any place.
圣经告诉我们说, 这个铜啊,
the Bible tells us that this brass
乃是那些伺候在会幕门口妇女的镜子。
This
was the mirror.
Was given from the mirror of the people who served the temple.
A mirror of this woman who's who sit at the gate of the temple.
Yeah. This was based from the mirror from the people, the women who sat at the gate of the temple.
当初的时候,他们没有玻璃镜子的。
At that time, they did not have mirrors that we know of.
他们的镜子就是铜做的。
They didn't have glass mirrors, but they had brass mirrors.
把这个铜擦亮了,就可以照镜子了。
They would polish their brass, and that was their mirror.
哪里有一个妇女不喜欢照镜子的?
What woman does not like to see themselves in their mirror?
但是在这里也有一些的妇女,
but there was a group of women.
他们是伺候在会幕门口的。
They stood in the front of the gate.
许多的时候人以为说,哎呀,在教会里面姊妹没有地位。
Some people say that sisters don't have position in the church.
姊妹没有什么用处。
And they have no use, it seems.
有一个姊妹她发怨言了。
And a sister complained once.
她说我们姊妹就在厨房里头。
Sisters only work in the kitchen.
弟兄姊妹你完全弄错了。
Brothers and sisters, you are mistaken. There was a group of women.
虽然他们不是像利未的支派啊，被立为祭司。
Although they are not the group of Levites as priests.
但是这些的妇女她爱主。
But this group of women, they love the Lord.
她为着爱主的缘故。
And because of their love of God.
她要在会幕的门口在那里伺候神。
And they stood in front of the gates. To serve the Lord. And because the Lord moved them. And the Lord's love touched their hearts. And the Lord's love took total place in their hearts. So they felt no need of these mirrors anymore. They did not love themselves anymore. They didn't care about their own beauty. And they gave and sacrificed these things to God. And these things were put into a brazen laver. And this truly does have meaning. Every time a priest walks by this laver, every time his defilement is reflected back on.
哎呀，亲爱的姊妹们,
dear sisters,
你们如果全心爱主的话,
if you truly love the Lord with your heart,
你们对主的爱要把弟兄们的污秽都彰显出来。
And because of your love, the sins of brothers are reflected back.
彰显出来之后,
and after it is revealed out,
受了审判了,
and after being judged,
这个水就来洗净它了。
And then the water can cleanse these things.
主的生命在我们里面就把我们洁净了。
And God's life inside of us can once again cleanse us.
这是脚,
this is the feet.
脚是指着我们的这个生活说的walk.
And the feet represents the walk of our lives.
需要洗净,
when we must cleanse these.
手呢,
hands.
手是指着我们的工作说的work.
And these hands represent our works.
什么是沾染我们手的污秽呢?
And what makes our hands dirty?
世界污秽我们的脚。
The world defies our feet.
肉体污秽我们的手。
But the flesh defiles our hands.
在圣经里面,对于肉体旧约里面看得很重。
In the Old Testament, the aspect of the flesh is something very serious.
一个祭司啊,不能就近实体的,
the priest cannot be near a corpse.
因为那个是沾染他污秽他的。
Because this corpse shall defy him.
你知道我们人的肉体呀，就像个尸体一样。
Our flesh is like a corpse.
发出那个臭气了。
It has a very unpleasant odor.
你如果去接触肉体的话，你就手就沾染污秽了。
And if you get close to the flesh, then your hands are defiled.
你不要说别人的肉体，你的肉体也是一样。
Don't talk about the flesh of others, but your own is the same.
我们沾染了肉体的污秽。
And we were defiled by our fleshly hands.
所以我们的手需要洗干净。
Therefore, our hands must be washed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都是祭司。
We are all priests.
我们基督徒都是祭司。
And we Christians are all priests.
我们过的生活就是祭司的生活。
And the life we live is the life of a priest.
我们的生活就是侍奉神。
And our life is a service to God.
不管你在家里，在公司房里。
No matter if you're working outside or inside the home.
不管你在教会里，在社会里。
Or in the church or society.
我们都是在哪里侍奉神？
All of us are serving God.
但是每一次侍奉的时候，
But every time you serve,
我们要洗洗干净。
We must first wash.
让主的生命来接近我们。
That God's life may cleanse us.
我们要用圣洁的装饰来侍奉我们的神。
And we must use this holy element to serve our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
最可怜的是。
But most pitiful of all,
今天我们看到基督教里面的侍奉。
In the service, in the Christian ways,
我们都是用我们肉体的手来摸神的肉柜。
We use our fleshy hands to touch the ark of God.
我们用我们世界的方法来侍奉神。
We use the ways of the world to serve our God.
如果这样的侍奉，它带进来的不是生命，乃是死亡。
And this kind of service does not bring life but death.
所以怪不得许多不过，就是这个金灯台。
And the first thing we see in the holy place is the candlesticks.
这个祭司要去点点那个火。
And the priest must light the candles.
为什么他必须要点那个火呢？
And why must he light the candles?
因为在外院的里面呢。
Because in the outer court.
虽然他有四围把他围起来的
although it was unveiled,
但是他没有顶的
but yet there was not a covering or a top.
所以太阳的光啊就照在外院的里面
so the light from the sun would be cast down onto the outer court.
但是你到了圣所的时候
but when you enter into the holy place,
它不但四面都围住的
not only is unveiled in four ways,
上面一层一层把它都遮起来的
it's also covered by many coverings.
所以太阳的光啊不能照到圣所的里面去
so the light from the sun cannot enter into the holy place.
那么你要在圣所里面侍奉怎么侍奉呢
so how can you serve inside the holy place?
如果没有光在暗中摸索的话
And without light, you are working in darkness.
你怎么能服侍神呢？
And how can you serve God?
所以第一件事要点灯。
So first thing you must do, you must light the candles.
那就是说
That is to say,
在灯光的引导之底下，你来侍奉神。
That is, under the guidance of the light, you are to serve your God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们没有信主的时候
Before we believed,
我们在世界上行事为人
when we do things for people of the world,
我们是照着什么原则来做的呢？
And what principle are we working?
我们是根据这个世界上的风俗习惯
Is it based on the things of the world?
我们根据天然的那个理智
Or natural thoughts?
我们就是这样来做事情了
And we do things like this.
但是我们蒙恩得救了
But once we are saved,
我们是一个侍奉神的人
And we who serve God,
从今以后我们的生活
And from that day forth our lives,
从今以后我们的行事为人
And all that we do in our actions,
我们不能再根据今生的风俗了
It can be based on things of the world,
我们也不能根据天然的思想了
Or our own natural way of thinking,
那么我们根据什么来生活呢
So what do we follow our lives on?
用什么来引导我们
And what guides us in our lives?
就是根据金灯台上面的光
It is based on the light given by
金灯台上面的光就是代表基督是生命的光
The candlestick that light shone forth is the light of the Lord Jesus Christ
约翰第八章里面
In John chapter 8
主说我是世上的光。
The Lord says that He is the light of the world.
人如果在我的光里面行走，就不会跌倒。
And if he walks in His light, he will not fall down.
主说我这个光是生命的光。
And the Lord claims that He is the light of this life.
就是约翰第一章也是这么说。
And in John chapter 1 we are also told the same.
生命在他里面。
The life is found in Him.
生命在他里面。
Life isn't found in Him.
这生命就是神的人的光。
And this life is a life, light of man.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们基督徒是凭着什么来生活呢？
We Christians, what do we base our lives on?
我们今天基督徒就是凭着生命的光来生活。
We are to live based on the light, that light life inside of us.
主耶稣是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our light, life.
这个生命在我们里面会发光的。
And this life inside of us manifests out as light.
当这个生命在里面发光的时候。
And when this light shones from this life,
我们就可以走路了。
And therefore we can walk.
所以在约翰一书一章七节怎么说呢？
And in 1 John 1, 7 we are told,
他说你们若在光中行。
If you walk in the light,
如同神住在光中。
It's saying that the Lord is living in the light.
就彼此相交。
And you will have communion with each other.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净。
And the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses you from all iniquity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们如果在光中行，
if we walk in this light,
这个光是什么光呢？
And so what is this light?
神是光。
God is that light.
生命的光。
This is the light of life.
主的生命在我们里面。
God's life is inside of us.
这个生命的光要照亮我们的脚步。
And this light of life shall enlighten our paths.
我们就能走在神的道路上。
And therefore we can walk on the path of God.
我们就能与神交通。
And therefore we can have a fellowship with God.
因为光与黑暗是没有交通的。
Because there's no fellowship with darkness and light.
所以我们要行在光中。
So we are to walk in the light.
如同神住在光中。
Just like God lives in the light.
我们就彼此相交。
And therefore we could have fellowship with each other.
那么在光照的里面看见的污秽，主耶稣的宝血都洗净。
And this enlightenment, when we see our defilement, the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all this.
这样我们属灵的生命就长大。
And therefore our spiritual lives will continue to grow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
约翰一书第二章二十七节，
1 John 1:27 we are told,
他说你们里面有个恩膏在哪里？
There is an anointment found inside of you.
你这个恩膏在凡事上要教训你们。
And this anointment will teach you in all things.
这个恩膏他说教训的都是真的。
And what this anointing teaches you is all truth.
你们要顺服这个恩膏的教训。
And you are to submit to the teaching of this anointing.
这样就常住在主的里面了。
And in this way, you will constantly live in Christ.
你知道今天的难处在哪里呢？
Do you know what difficulty we have today?
今天一个人信了主之后，
After a person believes,
他有主的生命在里头。
He has God's life inside of him.
这个生命也在他里头发光。
And this life shows us light.
但是他却不顾到这些。
But he is, does not concern about these things.
他在那里，他在那里寻求外面的光来引导他。
He's seeking the light from the outside to guide him.
因为他从前是凭着世俗的光，来生活的。
Because in the past, he used the light of the world to guide his path.
现在信了主了。
But after he believes,
那我现在怎样生活呢？
He says, then how can I live?
我应当做什么呢？
What should I do?
什么是我可以做的？
What can I do?
什么是我不可以做的？
And what can I not do?
我可以不可以到这里去？
Can I go here?
我能不能到那里去？
Or can I go there?
神的旨意究竟是什么？
And what is God's will?
我怎么知道？什么是神的旨意？
And how do I know God's will?
所以结果怎样呢？
So what happens?
结果就东问西问。
So you ask the here and there.
结果我们中国的孔夫子他有一句话。
Confucius says something very well known.
Confucius 他说三人行啊必有我师，如果有三个人的话，中就是我的老师。
If three people walk together, one of them is my teacher.
我想我要把它修改一下。
I'll change this a little bit.
如果有三个人，三个人都是我的老师。
If there are three people in front of me, three of them will give me advice and be my teacher.
你知道我们人的天然喜欢教导别人。
Our nature is to teach others, give our opinions to others.
其实我们也不知道。
We don't know anything.
有问必答。
If you ask me, I'll give you an answer.
不问也答。
Even if you don't ask me, I'll tell you.
所以我们在基督教里面就发生难处了。
So there are difficulties in Christianity.
我应该怎么做呢？
What should I do?
那么你去问吧。
Ask.
那问这个弟兄。
I'll ask this brother.
这个弟兄说，你这个事情不可以做。
And this brother said, don't do this.
但是你心里想做。
But you still want to do it.
所以你再去问一个弟兄。
So you ask another brother.
你多问几个，总有一个合乎你的心意。
The more you ask, one by, there will be one that agrees with you.
这是我们做基督徒的方法。
And this is the way of a Christian.
在基督教里头有许多的规条。
There are many laws and regulations of a Christian.
你如果守这些的规条。
And if you follow these commandments,
你就是一个好的基督徒。
Then you are a good Christian.
哎呀，巴不得有规条。
I hope that we have these commandments.
有规条多简单。
How easy it is to have these commandments.
因为规条说礼拜天不可生火。
Just like one law says you cannot burn a fire on Sunday.
那么你只要礼拜天不生火就是好基督徒了。
So if you don't burn a fire on Sunday, then you're a good Christian.
但是可怜啊，圣经没有这种的规条。
But the Bible does not have these kind of commandments.
圣经只有生命的灵在我们里面。
The Bible only has that spiritual spirit life inside of us.
那你一定要去摸这个生命的灵。
And you must touch that spiritual life inside of you.
你才知道应当怎么走。
And therefore you can know how to walk.
并且这个生命啊，一直在那里长的。
And this life inside of you spiritually continues to grow.
这个光度啊，越来越大。
And the light inside continues to increase.
所以你的脚步越来越窄。
And your feet
narrow.
Becomes more and more narrow.
这个就是我们基督徒的生活了。
And so this is the life of a Christian.
在基督教里面没有规条。
So there are no statutes as a Christian.
在基督教里头只有生命的光。
Because only Christianity there is that light of life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天许多人做基督徒都是在外面做。
A lot of Christians work only outside as a Christian.
基督徒必须在里面做。
But as a Christian, you must work on the inside.
必定要凭着生命的光来走在主的路上。
Based on the light of life inside of you, you must walk on the path of God.
你如果要知道神的旨意，
If you want to know God's will,
你要回到神的面前。
You must return to God's presence.
与神亲近。
And draw closer to Him.
让生命的光在里头照亮你。
So that light of life may enlighten you inside.
让圣灵的恩膏在里头教训你。
And that grace may once again teach you.
这样的话，你就走在主的道路上了。
And in that way, you walk on the path of God.
所以这一个是基督，是生命的光。
So we say Jesus Christ is the light of our lives.
在圣所里面还有就是金那个橙色饼的桌子。
We know that also in the holy place there is a table for the showbread.
这个就是代表基督是我们生命的粮。
This represents that Christ is our bread of life.
我们每天要在世界上过生活。
We must live in this world.
我们需要吃物质的粮食来喂养我们的身体。
We need bread, we need food to replenish our needs.
照样我们属灵的这生命也需要属灵的粮来供应我们。
And in the spiritual way, we need spiritual food to replenish the needs of our spiritual bodies.
我们这个属灵的粮就是基督自己。
And our spiritual food is Christ Jesus himself.
所以圣经告诉我们说基督是我们的生命。
So we are told that Christ is our life.
这是哥罗西书。
It's found in Colossians.
基督是我们的生命。
That Christ is our life.
保罗说因我活就是基督。
And Paul says, I that live, it is Christ inside of me.
有人弄错了。
People have said wrongly.
有人说我就是基督。
Some people said, no, I am Christ.
你不是基督。
No, you are not Christ.
你活着就是基督。
For you to live is Christ.
并不是你是基督。
Not to say you are Christ.
你还是你。
You are still yourself.
我还是我。
I'm myself.
不是基督。
I'm not a Christ.
但是我活着就是基督。
I live as is Christ.
因为基督在我里面活出来。
Because Christ lives within me.
他是我的生命。
He is my life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天要做基督徒。
Today as
你必须要看见基督是你的生命。
You must first see that Christ is your life.
如果你没有看见基督是生命
，not seeing Christ as your life，
你这个基督徒做不成功的。
You cannot
be victorious as a Christian. Because the standard of a Christian is too high. And so what is the standard of a Christian? That standard that we look upon is Christ Himself. So for you and I to live a life as a Christ, this is something impossible. The more you want to show yourself after Christ, you find that you are farther and farther away from Christ. So people have said, as a Christian for many years, you have probably been are very tired of it. And maybe become a little crazy because of this.
And nervous Christian is everywhere.
Unfortunately, we become very nervous Christians. Because we want to be like Christ. But we are not like Him. We want to be like Christ. But yet we are not like Him. We use all our strength. But there's no way. How sad it is. Woes to me. And who can allow me to escape from this fleshly body? So dear brothers and sisters, there is only one secret as a Christian. You don't have to work. Let Him work. Because Christ is your life. When we preach the gospel to sinners, says, don't be afraid of death. Because someone has died for you. Therefore, you will not die. And as a Christian, you
will die.
No one is afraid of sleep. Because we know that we will awaken. So we Christians are afraid of death. Because the Lord has died for us. Therefore, we are not afraid of death. Now we preach to Christians. Don't be afraid of living. Because someone is living for you. Because God, Christ lives for you. So you don't have to live. This is the most happiest thing of all. Dear brothers and sisters, we praise our Lord. He is your life. Have you seen this? Have you eaten the showbread? He is your life. So why do you be so anxious? And why did you struggle? Let Him live. And therefore you will live. We praise our Lord. In the holy place, there was an incense altar. And this altar was a place where incense was burned by the priest. And what does this represent? This represents that Christ is our high priest. We praise our God. Not only did Christ come here to accomplish salvation, and He is ascended to heaven to sit on the right hand of the throne of God. And He continues to live. And He continues to pray for us. He is our great high priest. And because He prays for us, and therefore in this world we can live a Christian life. The whole book of Hebrew talks about this aspect. We know that Christ is our Savior and all these other things. But sometimes we're not too clear about Christ being our high priest. In heaven, He is praying for you and I. And what relationship does that have? And how does it influence my life in this world? And how can I experience Him as my own high priest? You can know this doctrine. He said, Christ is my high priest. He prays for me. He can save me to the end.
But in your life, how can you touch him as your own high priest? And in experience, what you do is you touch that spirit moving and working inside of you. Christ is our high priest in heaven. And because of his prayer, the Spirit is moving in you and doing the work of change. He wants to mold and change you like into his own son. So in experience, when we experience Christ as our high priest, we experience Holy Spirit doing the work of change and molding inside of us. In 2 Corinthians 3, we are told, with our face we look toward our Lord. And the veil is once again cast away. And face to face we see the glory of our Father. And from that day forth there is a change wrought. Glory upon glory. We are molded into his own image. That is to say, this is the result of the Spirit moving inside of us. And this is to say, experience Christ as our high priest. And this is the holy place. And this is the life of a Christian. But yet there is the Holy of Holies. And inside the Holy of Holies, there is the Ark of the Covenant. And on top of the Ark, there is the mercy seat. And we know this also represents Christ. The laws are found inside the ark. And if these laws are not placed inside of Christ, they will be perished. Do you remember when Moses first received the two tablets? Because he's not put inside the ark. And because of this, he cast them and broke them down. Because the people of Israel sinned, no one can follow the commandments. But because the laws are found in Christ, these are established forever. And only with Christ in this world, he totally complied with the commandments of God. So the laws are kept inside of him. And he has totally satisfied all the requirements of the laws. So there is a covering of the
laws.
And this covering becomes the mercy seat. Today the Lord can be merciful to us. It is because through Christ he has accomplished the law. And he has been rebuked totally based on the laws. And all the judgment of the laws has been placed on his own body. So therefore the Lord can be very gracious to us righteously. And we know that Romans 3 that Jesus Christ is our mercy seat. And he is our propitiation of our sins. But in the reality it says, the original text means that he is our mercy seat. And so in Christ Jesus, he gives to us mercy. And so in Christ Jesus, he speaks to us. We praise the Lord that this veil has been rented in half.
至圣所的里面。
And we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们不但能进到至圣所里面。
And not only can we enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们应当活在至圣所里面。
We can live inside the Holy of Holies.
你知道基督徒的生活。
You know, a Christian life.
照着神所规定的旨意。
The will of God,
乃是活在至圣所的里面。
And His will is that we're to live in the Holy of Holies.
神不要我们住在外院里面。
The Lord does not want us to live in the outer courtyard.
我们可以到外院里去传福音。
We can preach outside.
我们可以到圣所里面来侍奉神。
And we can serve in the holy place.
但是我们的住家必须住在至圣所里面。
But our dwelling place is in the Holy of Holies.
住在至高者的隐秘处。
And we live under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们一定要在至高者 Most High. 住在至高者的隐秘处。
And we must live under the Most High.
这样我们就能在全能者的荫下了。
And therefore we can be under the shadow of the Almighty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在基督的里面。
In Christ.
神规定我们每一个人。
The Lord does require each of us.
都要住在至圣所的里面。
We are required to live inside the Holy of Holies.
至圣所是我们的家。
The Holy of Holies is our home.
换一句话说。
That is to say,
我们今天要活在神的面前。
That is to say, we live in the presence of God.
我们过的日子是幔内的生活。
We live a life that is veiled.
Behind the veil.
Behind the veil.
我们是活在神的面前。
But we live in the presence of God.
我们是活在一个敞开的天的底下。
And we live in an open heaven.
我们与我们的神天天相交。
And daily we have a fellowship with our Lord.
我们在那里听他的话。
We listen to his words.
我们found他相会。
And we have a chance of meeting with him.
我们在那里敬拜他。
And we worship him together.
我们在那里远领耀他。
And we give him all the glory.
我们居住在他的里面。
And we dwell inside of him.
这是我们基督徒的家。
And this is a Christian home.
我们的家不在地上。
Our home is not in this world.
你的家不在 Seattle.
And your home is not in Seattle.
这一个是你，这是你的 temporary address.
This is your only a temporary address.
什么是你的 permanent address? 你永久的 address?
And what is your permanent address?
你永久的 address 是在基督的里面。
Your permanent address and residence is in Christ.
在神的里面。
Is in God.
你应该带活在神的面前。
Because you live in front of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是神规定我们的生活。
And this is a life that God requires of us.
可惜,
But sadly,
今天许多的人活在外院里面。
A lot of people live in the outer courts.
外院是我们活动的地方。
The outer court is somewhere where we move around in.
我们在那里传福音。
We preach out there.
但是不是我们的家。
But it is not our home.
许多人住在圣所的里面。
A lot of people live in the holy place.
在教会里面来侍奉神。
And they serve in the church.
但是不是我们的家。
But this is not our home.
有人说我住在教会里。
Some people live in the church.
你不能活住在教会里。
But you cannot live in the church.
你可以在教会里侍奉。
You can serve in the church.
但是你不能活在教会里。
But you cannot live in the church.
你要住在神里面。
You must live in God.
你要住在基督的里面。
You must live in Christ.
只有住在基督的里面。
And only those who live in Christ.
常常活在神的面前。
They live in the presence of God.
这个人可以出来侍奉。
And this person can go out to serve.
他可以在圣所教会里侍奉。
And he can serve in the holy place.
他可以在外院里。
And also serve in the outer court.
这一个是神所定规的。
And this is the required will of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
圣经里头对于我们基督徒的生活是有山上的样式。
The Bible does have the pattern of the mount of our life as a Christian.
给我们许多道理的那个规范。
And gives us many statutes of the road.
给我们许多的教训。
And gives us many teachings.
给我们许多的榜样。
And many examples.
但是不要忘记。
But please do not forget.
这些还不过是婴儿。
These are only shadows of things.
不过是样式而已。
These are only patterns.
神要的要我们进到基督的里面去。
But what God wants us to do is enter into Christ.
基督的十字架。
Christ's cross.
基督的生命洗净我们。
And Christ's life has cleansed us.
基督的光照亮我们。
And His light has enlightened us.
基督的生命喂养我们。
And his life, light also feeds us.
基督大祭司的工作变化我们。
And the work of the high priest changes us.
祝我们成功的一切，叫我们能常住在神的面前。
And all that Christ has accomplished allows us to live in God's presence.
这一个是本物的真相。
And this is the reality.
愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious unto us.
我们低头祷告。
So bow and pray.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。你是本物的真相。换我们做的中，感谢你就是在我们基督徒的生活的上面。如果不是你的话，我们的主啊，不但是难，并且是不可能。我们的主，我们赞美感谢你，因为你实在不但是流出你的血洗净我们的罪，你不但在十字架上为我们死了，叫我们脱离罪的权势。并且主啊，你实在在我们里面做我们的生命，你实在是我们的光，你也实在是我们的大祭司，你把我们一直带到至圣所的里面，叫我们常常见天父的面。我们的主，我们赞美你，我们感谢你，我们实在要夫妇来敬拜你。主啊，我们承认说一切的一切都是你为我们做成，奉主耶稣的名。